Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The show you're about to hear is real. The names have been changed to protect the hosts. Join John, Brian, and Dalton on The Wake Up Crew.
And good morning. It's kind of hard to end, kind of hard to have a lot of fervor with this theme song right here.
Yeah.
It should be like, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to The Wake Up Crew. I'm John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett here with you. And guess what, Brian?
What?
It's the last day of July.
Are you kidding me? Really?
No, it's the last day. Episode 1711. That's even worse. I mean, no, just kidding. Yeah, 6 days until school starts. Wow, we're all full of good news. It's a half day August 6th. The city full day is August 7th, and the county full day is August the 8th. And I think teachers start tomorrow, I believe, if my daughter was correct. I think they start there.
August 1st?
August 1st, yeah. So, got any more good news we can throw out there?
It's going to rain all day.
It's also, is it really?
Rainy day, but hopefully it breaks this streak before we break a record of 90s. I think, let's see, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. I think 28 consecutive days of 90 degree plus temperatures, and may make it there today, but tomorrow I think we're going to just be in the 80s.
Ooh.
Little 80s.
Rain.
Yep.
Is it going to rain with the 80s?
Well, raining today, raining tomorrow. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Front's moving through today.
There's a lot of rain? I mean, you're just tossing things out here.
Well.
I mean, let's be specific. Is it going to rain a lot?
It is the forecast. We're kind of in an area, maybe an inch, maybe two, between now and the end of the weekend.
Oh, it's going to be like cool for 3 days.
Yeah, I don't think. Looks like at least tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. That's as far as I've looked.
Do you remember in August, and I think it was Greg Wyant's last year as head coach at Siegel, and because I was going to some men's services then, so it's been at least, what, nine. Anyway. And it was cool weather. It was unseasonably cool. It was like they would go out to practice. I remember I'd see them practice, and it was like 62 degrees
really
outside. It was just an unusual week. And the whole in-service was like, the high was 78 and in August. Now, a lot of people don't remember that, but I remember it as plain as day because I'd see Greg out there with the team. You know, they were practicing, doing spring, summer practice. And
well, normally they couldn't be out there in that time of the day because it'd been the heat of the day.
It was unreal. It was really unreal weather. Lasted about 4 days, and then we had some of the hottest September we've ever had. So,
well, I mean, I think it's at least a break, but
Yeah, I've kind of gotten used to it. Of course, I don't depend on it as like I used to. You know, I used to go play tennis and all this stuff, and I don't do as much of that. One more hot day of golf, though, right?
I guess one week.
Yeah.
I haven't looked past Sunday. Just wanted to see what the weekend.
So it's going to rain August 1st? Is that what you're saying?
Tomorrow, yeah.
That's when it's coming.
Well, today.
See, it's gotten so boring, I don't even look at the weather anymore. I mean, I just don't even listen to it. Don't. No. Unless Katie's on. Katie Melvin. Yeah.
Yeah. Rain coming, or rain in a front today, then it's going to stay close enough by that it's going to keep showers in the forecast.
Okay.
But cooler temperatures.
Good thing we don't have a football game.
I mean, tomorrow you're going to be able to step out and feel a northeast wind.
Oh, with rain.
Well, some rain.
Oh.
About a 50-50.
You're not saying all day.
No,
going to be a 50% chance.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. I'm going to vent here just for a minute before I go to break.
Is it bugging you?
No, it's not bugging me.
Oh.
The Atlanta Braves.
Oh, wow.
The once great organization. They stink. I'm almost getting ready to cancel my Braves subscription because it costs me about $50 more a month because of it.
Wow.
It's just been sad. Every starting pitcher
is out.
Now Spencer Strider is back. but he was out at the beginning of the year. So they haven't had their starting staff the entire season.
It's hard to win a lot of baseball games
that
way.
So I feel sorry for him in that respect. But I also don't have to feel sorry for him because they didn't spend much money over the winter.
And they didn't use the break to kind of solidify.
But they bought new business buildings down there for their headquarters. They did that. I'm mad.
Maybe they'll make deals.
617 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms are possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 96 degrees with heat index values approaching 105. Winds west-northwest around 5 miles per hour. And then any showers and storms end early tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 77.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is Ridge Nunley with the Rutherford County Farm Bureau. We would like to show our appreciation to all our Farm Bureau members by inviting you to our annual membership meeting Monday, August 4th at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John Rice Boulevard. We will start serving barbecue with all the trimmings at 5 p.m. and the meeting will be immediately followed. For information, call 615-893-1213 or visit our website, rcfarmbureau.org.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
Seattle's reportedly acquiring Eugenio Suarez from Arizona. The trade pending medical review. Mariners lost to the A's 5-4. The Reds acquiring Gold Glove third baseman Brian Hayes from the Pirates. Also reportedly acquiring starting pitcher Zach Littell from the Rays. The Astros reportedly acquiring infielder Ramon Urias from the Orioles. The Tigers trading for Braves right-hander Rafael Montero. The Cubs trading for right-hander Michael Socorro from the Nationals. And the Red Sox acquiring left-hander Steven Matz in a trade with the Cardinals. The Reds beat the Dodgers 5-2. Shohei Ohtani left his pitching start in the fourth inning after suffering cramps. He stayed in the game as the DH. The Yankees walk off the Rays 5-4 on a single by new third baseman Ryan McMahon. WNBA wins for the Fever, the Dream, and the Lynx, and the Raiders extend left tackle Colton Miller. I'm Martin Weiss.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Changing your HVAC filter every month helps your system run more efficiently and saves energy. Learn more at mte.com/myenergyplan. I really like those little tidbits of information that MTE gives out.
Yeah. What about the one, you know, about changing your number or your email?
Huh? What? What?
Those are some of the newer ones on there.
Change your number.
Yeah, your phone number. I mean, MTE has your phone number when you signed up for electricity, or they've got your email address.
Yeah.
If you've moved or changed, or you don't have a landline and that kind of thing, change that information, because if
you won't get electricity.
Well, not that. You will, but if they send out information like billing information, or especially like outage information,
you won't get it.
You won't get it.
I don't get it. I don't get it anyway. I don't pay for my electricity.
Well,
family pays for electricity.
But if they had a landline when they first moved into that house, then they may have the wrong phone number.
Nah, it was Brett. He hadn't had a landline since they got married. I mean, he was one of the first ones. Oh, let's can the landline.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a old landline phone, though. I'd like to put it up as an antique kind of thing. And if I could find one like they used to use at the restaurants, you know, the rectangular ones.
Oh, like that you put the quarters in?
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to have one of those if I could find one. I need to look on,
on eBay.
Facebook Marketplace or something. Yeah. But they want a lot of money for those things.
Retro?
Yeah.
Where would you put that?
On the wall.
Oh.
Just hang it up and as you come in, it'd be right there. You know, so you don't get into that kind of stuff, do you?
Not really.
Okay, fine. Well,
but I mean,
again, we have nothing in common.
Decorate your home how you want.
Macy Allen is today's good neighbor of the day for being so nice, even in a tough situation. Macy Allen's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Okay, that's today's good neighbor of the day. Congrats to Macy. And don't forget, this is all listener-driven, folks like you. So text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the ways to get in your good neighbors to us. Also, same phone number for birthdays and anniversaries, 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Well, among the holidays for today, it's Shredded Wheat Day, National Jump for Jelly Beans Day, National Chili Hot Dog Day, but we're going to go with National Mutt Day, known as National Mixed Breeds Dog Day.
Oh, well, you've got three of them.
I do.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, I'm going to save our song of the day, but I am going to say that this is a very interesting one, and I want to have enough time to talk about it. Yeah, a little bit. Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah, perfectly fine.
All right, it's 24 after the hour. You're listening to The Crew.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Caitlin Jones. A Knox County couple is in police custody after authorities say they found their 7 children living in gruesome conditions. The Knox County Sheriff's Office says the children, ages 1 month old to 7, were living in a house with no running water and in what deputies describe as uninhabitable conditions. The Sheriff's Office says the children have been removed from the home by the Department of Children's Services. Their parents, Jason and Amber Hoffer, both face charges of child endangerment, and Jason Hoffer is also charged with aggravated child abuse. And Tennessee lawmakers are set to vote this morning on what could be one of the first steps to launching the Music City Loop project. The proposal would allow Elon Musk's company, The Boring Company, to use a state parking lot to manage construction activities for the project. The project aims to connect the downtown Nashville area to the Nashville International Airport through a tunnel system using Tesla vehicles. The company is seeking to lease a state-owned parking lot on Rosa L. Parks Boulevard near the Tennessee Capitol.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
If you build a relationship, then it becomes easier. If you build trust, it becomes easier. As a parent, you want what's best for your child. To give them the love that a child needs is probably the best thing you can do for a teenager.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The New Market Fire Department in Jefferson County is being credited with saving a woman's life over the weekend, even though, according to the department, she didn't want to leave her burning home at first. Fire Captain Sammy Solomon says firefighters discovered a woman in a wheelchair when they went into the house, but she refused to leave without ever saying why. He says none of them were able to convince her to leave the house until Fire Chief Frank Solomon arrived and was able to help her get out safely. Caitlin Jones, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 minutes after the hour here on The Wake Up Crew. Brian says rain tomorrow.
Wow. Rain today.
Rain today?
Today and tomorrow.
Oh.
And Saturday and Sunday. But today's the big day. Front's coming through today.
Wow. Yep. Who needs Rutherford weather when you're on our show? That's a good thing about...
Well, that is Rutherford weather.
Well, yeah, I know. But you are Rutherford weather.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need it. We don't have to access it. You know, so you can just listen to this show and you can get all the information weather-wise you want.
Well, that's not really the... I mean...
Oh, it hurts your ratings if I say that.
It's,
okay.
It's more about severe and impactful weather.
Oh.
That's happening.
Oh. So you only do it in times of crisis.
That's when we're live on the channel. Yeah.
Oh, you're kind of picky, aren't you?
Well, not really.
Our song of the day today. I'm not going to argue with you anymore. We have nothing in common. I don't know why. You don't even like antiques. Okay. You got a new table, though.
I did.
Yeah.
Thanks to Miss Polly.
Yeah. Is Miss Polly now not going to make any more cookies? Is she retired from making cookies? Or is that
maybe so. I don't know.
I mean, they got a baby, you know, got a grandbaby, and now they're building new tables and furniture and stuff. And
well, the baby can't eat cookies yet.
I mean, I am still part of the family somewhat. I mean, I would think.
True.
I mean, I'm always sweet to her.
True.
I'm never said a bad word about Miss Polly. I don't know why she's, you know, doing this to me. I don't know. You know, Megan made those cookies. They were excellent. Megan said, I'll never make them again.
I think it's going to be a while before she does.
Oh, how do you know? Oh, insider information.
Well, she said it'll be a while before she's in the mood to bake cookies again.
Wow. Okay. We'll see. I may have to call her.
Okay. You do that.
Well, she'll be nice to me.
She will.
Yeah, don't act like, you know.
I don't know that you'll get cookies, but she'll be nice to you.
Don't act like I don't have any pool at all with the family.
Oh, I'm not. You'll have a better luck at getting Miss Polly to make cookies than you will Megan.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to ask Megan again. No. She's got a baby, man.
I know, that's why she said it's going to be a while before she does any bacon.
I wouldn't even thought about it. You've probably thought about that, but not me.
No.
So, have you bought my new microwave hamburgers yet? We talked about that, you know, the microwave, you can microwave a hamburger.
Yeah, but I don't go to Costco. I don't have a Costco card.
Really? Mm-hmm. You don't go to Sam's either?
No, I don't have a Sam's card.
Wow.
Gee. I don't have a reason to buy in bulk, it's just me.
Well, if you buy hamburgers in bulk, I mean, you'll have them in the freezer.
True.
But to make that extra trip, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't.
I
don't have a membership.
Just call Dash Drive or Uber or whoever the heck, you know, you call. I don't know. I don't really know.
I went to two grocery stores last Sunday.
Went to Trader Joe. Did you bring back any more candy?
I didn't go to Trader Joe's. I went to Aldi and Publix.
Oh, where'd you get that toffee?
Yeah, at Trader Joe's.
Ooh, Man,
it's really good.
Yeah, it was good. You ready to do some business here today in history?
Oh, it's that
Turner
time.
Turner Security sponsors our program here.
Turn to Turner Security.
1948. U.S., you're not ready. You're not ready. I'm going to say this.
I don't have my sheet.
You don't have the July 31st sheet?
I do not.
Okay. Well, U.S. President Harry Truman dedicates Idlewood Field, now Kennedy Airport, New York. Oh, evidently you found your sheet.
Well, you said President Truman.
1959, there's music to this. Cliff Richard and the Shadows had their first British number one single, Living Doll. You know, Cliff Richard went several generations. I mean, he's about 85 now. But he was in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, had a big hit with Levy Newton John in the early 80s.
So is he always just Cliff Richards?
No, he's Sir Cliff Richard now.
Oh, true.
Yeah. In 1970, Chet Huntley retires from NBC, ends with the Huntley-Brinkley Report.
I really don't want to say it, but the time has come, and so for the last time, good luck and good night, Chet.
Good luck, David, and good night for NBC News.
That's the way they were. That's when news was not funny.
And they were done in, they were in two different locations, I think.
One in Washington, one in New York. In 1983, Brooks Robinson, Juan Marichal, George Kell, and Walter Alston inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. We'll be talking about that. They have got some new inductees, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 2018, actor Alan Alda reveals he's had Parkinson's disease for 3 years in an interview on CBS This Morning. 2018, Rihanna becomes the first black woman to appear on the cover of British Vogue September issue. In 2021, American swimming superstar Katie Ledecky wins the one women's 800-meter gold for an unprecedented third consecutive Olympics in Tokyo. That's a look at today in history. We've got more of the Wake Up Crew to come. Don't go anywhere. Don't turn that radio dial or push a button or anything. It's 6:33 here on the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. July 31st, 1971.
When you're down,
Carole King
and trouble,
and James Taylor.
And you need a helping hand.
Numbers 1 and 2 on the album chart. On both albums, a version of King's song,
You've Got a Friend.
You've Got a Friend.
You've Got a Friend.
And July 31st, 1992.
Oh, madam. You look younger every day.
The release of the fantasy comedy.
Thank you, Rose.
Death Becomes Her.
I'm in more.
Starring Meryl Streep.
They think I'm dead.
Goldie Hawn.
She's dead, Ernest.
And Bruce Willis.
Now he's dead.
I'm Brendan Brooks.
Everybody's dead.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms are possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 96 degrees with heat index values approaching 105. Winds west-northwest around 5 miles per hour. And then any showers and storms end early tonight. I'm Weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 77.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase. Coming down 65 through Madison right now. Southbound all the way down past Trinity Lane. Watching it load up with more volume through the Wilson County area. Mount Juliet especially on 40 going westbound. Headed over into Hermitage. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Order online throughout the day. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
A Murfreesboro Town Hall meeting is set for Monday, August 4th at Murfreesboro's First Presbyterian Church, just off the square. If you're a Murfreesboro resident, it's important that you attend the town hall meeting. 6 o'clock in the evening, Monday, August 4th. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland, along with members of the City Council and City Administrative Staff, will be there to answer your questions. They want to hear your ideas about the uptown renovations. You need to be at that public town hall meeting Monday night, August 4th, 6 until 7 that evening, at First Presbyterian Church, there at the corner of Spring and College in downtown Murfreesboro. Do you have a loved one suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia? There's an Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group meeting. We remember you. Every second Tuesday afternoon at 4, over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. For information about this Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group, get in touch with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
This is Adam Tipton with the Rutherford County Farm Bureau. We would like to show our appreciation to all of our Farm Bureau members by inviting you to our annual membership meeting Monday, August 4th at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John Rice Boulevard. We will start serving barbecue with all the trimmings at 5 p.m. The meeting will be immediately following. For information, call 615-893-1213 or visit our website, rcfarmbureau.org.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. Not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security, the wake-up crew, WGNS.
This is the wake-up crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
21 minutes before 7 o'clock. Be careful driving out there. And don't forget, traffic's going to get really heavy in the next few days. So just be prepared for that. Are you feeling okay today?
Am I feeling okay?
Yeah, you just seem a little off.
I'm fine.
Okay. Well, we've got some dad jokes today. They were sent in by Daryl Rigsby.
So I'm off the rest of the week?
You're off till next Thursday.
Oh, cool.
And maybe it could even go to next Friday. I think he's got six here. But I don't know if I want to read the last one.
Okay.
I didn't think it was much of a winner. But, I mean, you know. But I'm not going to comment. I'm going to let you decide. And please.
Why do I have to please, be? I'm please. The only one deciding?
Yeah, because you haven't heard the joke. See, I've got him here in front of me.
Oh.
All right. So be honest with it, too, because he wants honesty. All right. He doesn't want, you know, sugarcoat it. I mean, he wants to know if he's really doing a good job.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, here we go. How do you fix a broken strawberry?
I'm not sure.
Well, with a strawberry patch. Oh, a thumbs up.
Thumbs up from me.
What a surprise. Daryl has four more. We'll be voting on them. Stay with us.
CBS News Brief. A suspect's been taken into custody at a barbershop in the deaths of a husband and wife at a state park in the South.
Arkansas State Police special agents have arrested James Andrew McGann, 28, of Springdale,
He's been charged with two counts of capital murder.
Colonel Mike Hager, the couple's two young daughters, escaped. South Korea is the latest country to reach a tariff deal with the Trump administration a day before the president's new levies kick in.
Critics said that our tariffs would hurt the economy, but the data shows the exact opposite.
A second day of testimonies ahead in the crash of an Army helicopter and an American Airlines passenger plane in January that killed 67 people. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy testified on Capitol Hill yesterday.
It's always easy for people to focus on there was a pilot error here. We don't know. We're going to look, but it's possible there was zero pilot error here.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Tennessee Valley Authority reported $9.8 billion in total operating revenues for the 9 months ending June 30th, 2025, marking an 11% increase over last year. The boost came from higher electricity rates and a 3% growth in sales, driven in part by increased usage from residential customers and sectors like data processing. TVA President and CEO Don Mole noted that the agency is focused on meeting population and industrial growth with major capital investments in nuclear, gas, and renewable resources. Despite increased fuel and operational expenses, net income rose thanks to strategic asset additions and disciplined financial planning. TVA's long-term goals include 6,200 megawatts of new dispatchable generation, including 1,900 megawatts already added across Kentucky, Alabama, and Tennessee, a move vital to powering rapidly expanding areas like Rutherford County. Meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, Lee Smith has been appointed Deputy Director of Transportation and City Traffic Engineer. Smith brings nearly three decades of engineering experience, including significant roles at the Tennessee and Florida Departments of Transportation. His recent leadership in TDOT's I-24 Smart Corridor and traffic signal modernization programs position him well to tackle Murfreesboro's growing transportation demands. Transportation Director Jim Kerr praised Smith's experience in guiding mobility efforts in a city known for its advanced traffic control systems. With Murfreesboro's rapid growth, Smith's role will be critical in keeping traffic flowing efficiently and safely throughout the community. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. One of our clients was operating a farm tractor when he was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. In an instant, his life was changed forever. We helped him receive the settlement that has given him financial security for the rest of his life. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you think we can help, call me, John Day.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean, a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
At the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, we believe in more than just great deals. Every purchase you make helps Greenhouse Ministry serve over 70 families a day, offering hope and changing lives in our community. From name brand clothing to household items or even large appliances, you'll find everything you need at prices that will fit your budget. Plus, 100% of the proceeds go back to the ministry. Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop today across from the tall NHC building in downtown Murfreesboro, where shopping changes lives.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Caitlin Jones. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says they're looking for at least one suspect in connection with a family of four who was found dead in Lake County just hours after an abandoned baby was discovered in Dyer County. Authorities have identified the four people as Courtney Rose, Matthew Wilson, Adriana Williams, and Braden Williams. Officials say an infant was left in front of someone's house in her car seat in Dyer County Tuesday afternoon. The child's relatives were discovered dead in Lake County later that night. And Middle Tennessee residents are being offered services from FEMA today. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says they're hoping to help with the recovery from some of the strong storms that passed through the state in April. They say the goal is to make people aware of the resources that FEMA offers people during storm recovery, but they're also there to help people prepare for the next storm. The FEMA booth is set up at the Ace Hardware in the Donelson area. Organizers say it's open to the public through Saturday, August 2nd. More news in 30 seconds.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
If you build a relationship, then it becomes easier. If you build trust, it becomes easier. As a parent, you want what's best for your child. To give them the love that a child needs is probably the best thing to do for a teenager.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The National Park Service wants people to slow down and enjoy the view when traveling through the Great Smoky Mountains. They've announced rangers and partner agencies will be ramping up traffic stops throughout August, looking for speeding, reckless driving, and other traffic violations. It's an attempt to combat excessive speeding in the park and reduce crashes. According to the NPS, there have been 28 fatal crashes in the Smoky since 2013. Caitlin Jones, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, Brian, I finally went to see Superman.
Yeah?
I give it a rated a 8, no, 9 plus.
9 plus out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
That's high praise.
My favorite was Crypto, the dog.
I sent you
a text, I think, after I viewed it. Immediately after it.
Best Superman ever, I think, is what
you
said.
That's what I said. He looked like what I envisioned in the comic books. Even better than Christopher Reeve, I'm sorry.
Even better than Tyler Hoechlin?
Tyler's pretty big, pretty good.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Tyler is a little bit on the smaller frame, though.
Yeah.
A little bit, but Tyler is the best.
I think those two are out of the same mold, though. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, and I think... I don't know. David Cornswet was a really good actor. I mean, he was really good.
I thought he was really good.
But if you haven't seen it, you need to go see it.
All the actors, I thought everybody played their parts extremely well.
Yeah.
From Lois, I liked Perry White.
Yeah, and he was very limited in it. It wasn't a lot. Wasn't a lot of them, I mean, really, but it was good enough to introduce them.
Right.
You know, because I think that's the plan, you know, later on.
And Dalton was right. It does. You start like it's like
goes right at it,
right into it.
There's about a 5-minute conversation between Lois and Superman that's the slowest part of the whole movie.
Yeah,
wouldn't you think?
Probably.
And when he talks to his dad,
yeah,
Pa Kent was great.
I thought he was.
I about teared up. I got to be honest. I about teared up on that part of it.
Yeah.
And what he said, you know, and then Ma Kent was just funny. You know,
they were country as cornbread.
Yeah,
they weren't Kansas. They were more like Alabama.
yeah. That's not the pairing I was envisioning as Ma and Pa Kent.
But it worked.
But it did work. The reason I think because of that, to emphasize the fact that he's really human. You know,
right.
The alien part, and then at the end when I can't say the end, but anyway. If that made me cry too.
It brought
you know
it all back.
You know what part I'm talking about. It made me cry.
Yeah.
So, I tear up. I'm very emotional. I get very emotional with these things. Time to do our song of the day, or I'll cry again. Song of the day. Sorry it's so late, folks out there, but here we go. The song is called Don't Play Anything Yet.
Okay.
It's the best B-side songs that became hits. Mm-hmm. And this one is You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones. This Stones classic was memorable as the finale to their Let It Bleed album in December 1969, but it had first appeared 5 months earlier as the flip to Honky Tonk Woman, obviously on the single of Honky Tonk Woman. And You Can't Always Get What You Want in a very famous movie, The Big Chill, as at the funeral, the guy that died wanted that song to be played at his funeral, and everybody starts laughing. You know, it's a big movie. But anyway,
so that could have been, you know, movies that had that made songs popular.
Well, no, because this was like 82, so it had already been popular.
Did it kind of bring it back a little bit, though?
The Big Chill?
Not really.
But anyway, but good try.
Yeah.
Good try. But here it is. You Can't Always Get You What You Want by the Rolling Stones.
You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you just might find.
And it's time now to take a look at our birthdays. Throwing it all at you, aren't I?
I got you.
Yeah, I'm throwing it at you hard. 1912, Milton Friedman, American economist. He won the Nobel Prize in economics in 1976. 1919, Kurt Gowdy, American sportscaster with ABC and NBC.
Third and four, Colts to the Jets' four-yard line. Morrell would like to put his team on the scoreboard first. Fires in the end zone. Intercepted by Randy Beverly, and the Jets stopped the Colts threat.
I was there. I was right there in front of the television set right there.
Watching it, huh?
That's when I started watching football. I really didn't care about football I was 13, 12.
That was the Colts-Jets
big upset.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. And 1929, Don Murray. I love this guy, too. American actor. He was in Bus Stop, Endless Love, and he was also in Knots Landing. Wanted to get out of Knots Landing, so they killed him off.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's rich. I mean, he's multi-rich. 1932, Ted Cassidy, American actor. He played Lurch in The Addams Family. In 1946, Gary Lewis of Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Jerry Lewis's son.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring?
1956, Michael Biehn, American actor. He played in The Terminator. He was also in Tombstone.
Okay.
Played Johnny Ringo.
Interesting.
1965, J.K. Rowling, English writer of the Harry Potter novels. I did watch the first Harry Potter. I will say that. I think I said the other day I didn't, but I did watch the first one. 1966, Dean Cain. Speaking of Superman, he played in Lois and Clark. I didn't like that theme music as well.
No, not really.
But it was a good show. Lois was really good in that, too. All right, that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Our local birthdays, I'm just barely going to have enough time. Rhonda Field, Brady Puckett, Latrinda Watkins, Alan Smith, Valerie Estes, Tab Martin, Dennis Brown, Brian Teffett, Carrie Fitzgerald, Lizzie Morgan, and Michaela Harris. That's all we got. 655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms are possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 96 degrees with heat index values approaching 105. Winds west-northwest around 5 miles per hour. And then any showers and storms end early tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 77.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. Starting to build a little bit more through the Antioch area. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound and from 840 all the way up to Bell Road as it gets heavier. 65 south here at Trinity Lane. It's moving right now. I-40 through the Kingston Springs area as that traffic builds on I-40 East coming in from Dixon County. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county you're in, here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Play an old guitar, a dime half-past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
I am Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
It was a big weekend at San Diego Comic-Con with looks at all the movies coming, including a return to Pandora.
You're his, aren't you?
Avatar: Fire and Ash is coming. The new trailer is out now for the third chapter in the Avatar series, with Stephen Lang back again as the unrelenting Colonel Quaritch.
Avatar: Fire and Ash is going to be pretty remarkable.
And Stephen told me once again, with James Cameron directing, sometimes it gets down to the wire.
My particular work is done, except the Cameron phone could ring at any moment, and it's like, okay. I need this. I gotta have this, you know?
Hey, I want a Cameron phone. Avatar: Fire and Ash is out in December. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58, and we congratulate Macy Allen for being today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for being so nice, even in a tough situation. Macy's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congrats to Macy and Good Neighbor of the Day. It's something we do each weekday morning. So you could help us out, have maybe an opening for you next week to get your good neighbor in. But you need to text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. The two easy ways to get those in. And by the way, the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club line open for you. Call, text, same phone number, and put your special person on our list today so we can give away some banana pudding in about an hour. The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by SysCorp Computer Services. Struggling with tech headaches? SysCorp Computer Services offers responsive, friendly support for everything from data backups to cybersecurity. Businesses trust SysCorp to keep their system running seamlessly. Sys-corp.net online.
Wow, you took up that was long. Wow, barely left me time. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Arrest in hiker deaths.
He's been charged with two counts of capital murder.
South Korean trade deal.
Clearing a major hurdle.
D.C. plane crash hearing.
Investigators are focused on potentially inaccurate altitude readings.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Arkansas police have made an arrest in the killing of a couple who were walking along with their daughters in a state park. CBS's Omar Villafranca is covering the story.
A five-day manhunt is over. Authorities have arrested 28-year-old school teacher Andrew James McGann, the man suspected in a double homicide at an Arkansas state park. Clinton and Kristen Brink were hiking with their two daughters, ages 7 and 9, when they were fatally attacked. The sisters escaped to the visitor center unharmed.
The parents are missing.
Emergency responders found the parents motionless on the hiking path. State and local police worked with the FBI to comb through tips from the public. They have not released a motive.
On social media this morning, President Trump proclaimed tariffs are making America great and rich again. It comes hours after a new U.S. agreement with South Korea that will add a 15% tariff on goods sent here. And it's just before tomorrow's deadline set by Trump for tariffs on nearly every country in the world that hasn't cut its own deal. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Well, you say orange is the new black? 15% is now the new black. We started this year with so many economists believing that there were going to be sort of generalized 10% tariff rates. When the president came out on April 2nd and announced these much higher levels, that's when markets really freaked out and people freaked out. Now it seems that we're settling at a 15% tariff rate with some hazy details on how those countries will be investing in the United States, different for each country. But when you think about a 15% rate, it sounds better than 25 or 50. But remember, this would be the highest tariff rate since the 1930s.
And President Trump warned Canada it would face trade repercussions for planning to recognize a Palestinian state, and Brazil was hit with 50% tariffs. Delta Airlines says a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam was hit by serious turbulence last night, forcing the flight to divert to Minneapolis. The airline says 25 passengers were taken to local hospitals. In Washington, CBS's Chris Van Cleve has the latest on hearings into the deadly January collision of a military helicopter and passenger jet.
The helicopter should have been flying below 200 feet, but it was at least 70 feet higher. Investigators are focused on potentially inaccurate altitude readings from the Black Hawk that in testing were found to be off by as much as 130 feet. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
If the helicopter was telling them with plus or minus 100 feet their altitude, how significant is 100 feet in this case?
It's significant in this case. Helicopter Route 4, which went along the Potomac, we calculated that the margin of error was 75 feet.
This morning, firefighters are battling flames in two national parks. CBS's Ian Lee.
Firefighters responded to the ash fire in a remote section of Yellowstone National Park. The Dragon Bravo fire was first sparked by lightning on the 4th of July and has destroyed more than 70 structures, including the Grand Canyon Lodge. Now another historic lodge is at risk, the nearly 100-year-old Kaibab Lodge.
Overseas, CBS's Deborah Pata has the latest on efforts to get aid into Gaza and accusations over blame.
The war in Gaza has reached a tipping point as images of starving children have shaken the world. But a growing number of organizations, including the UN and two Israeli human rights groups, are not just accusing Israel of deliberate starvation, but of a far graver crime.
Israel is committing genocide against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip.
It's a charge Israel vehemently denies.
It is baseless. There is no intent key for the charge of genocide.
But in a new report published by respected medical journal The Lancet, a group of health professionals said it was time to break the silence on genocide. Gaza has the highest number of child deaths of any conflict zone, and the report concludes starvation has been relentlessly used as a weapon of war.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
A Colorado dentist has been convicted of murder in the poisoning death of his wife and sentenced to life in prison without parole. Prosecutor Michael Morrow accused James Craig of lacing his wife Angela's smoothies over 10 days in 2023, then giving her a final dose of cyanide while she was hospitalized.
Clearly, Craig wanted out of his marriage, but was unwilling to face the consequences of divorce.
Craig's daughter spoke to the court before sentencing.
I was supposed to be able to trust my dad. He was supposed to be my hero.
The dentist was also convicted of attempting to cover up the murder by offering to pay an inmate $20,000 to kill the lead investigator in the case. 38-year-old Danville, Virginia City Councilman Lee Vogler is in a hospital after he was doused with gasoline and set on fire at a magazine where he works. Stephen Bass is a colleague.
He's been the youngest councilman for a long time, someone who tries to look ahead and be a progressive sort of thinker.
Police have a 29-year-old suspect in custody whose wife recently filed for divorce. Police say a personal matter, not politics, led to the attack. There's new information in the investigation into the New York City mass shooting. CBS's Matt Piper says the focus is on Nevada, where Shane Tamora lived and worked.
Detectives with the NYPD dispatched to Las Vegas say the gunman bought the rifle he used in the attack and the car that he drove from his supervisor at a Vegas casino. They did speak to that supervisor at the Horseshoe Casino and describe him as cooperative. He told police he sold the AR-15 rifle to the gunman for $1,400. So far, the supervisor has not been arrested or charged with a crime.
Brown University's reached a deal with the federal government to regain access to federal research funding and end investigations into alleged discrimination. The school agreeing to pay $50 million in workforce grants in Rhode Island over the next 10 years. Energy drinks that mistakenly contain vodka are being recalled in more than half a dozen states. This affects two production lots of High Noon Beach Variety Packs because some contain cans with vodka inside that were mislabeled as Celsius Astro Vibe Energy Drink. Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half-geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Back at it here for another hour of the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just seconds. But right now we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather.
A heat advisory continues. Mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms are possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 96 degrees with heat index values approaching 105. Winds west-northwest around 5 miles per hour. And then any showers and storms end early tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 77.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Despite a couple of EMS calls out here, here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic on 65 south at Trinity Lane, right on schedule 65 northbound up through Spring Hill. All that traffic coming out of Murray County into southern Williamson County. It's building pretty good on the west side, I-40, as you come past Charlotte Pike going eastbound on I-40 all the way over to White Bridge Road. Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Order online throughout the day. It's easy, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, sunshine. The earth says hello.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, hello for a Thursday morning. Last day of July. The 31st day of the seventh month. Episode 1711 of The Crew. Hope you're having a good Thursday. We end the week and open up a brand new month tomorrow on the 1st. So that'll be kind of different. And that means school starts next week. That's right. 6 days until the first half day of school next Wednesday. City's first full day is the next day on Thursday. The county on Friday the 8th. So,
and teachers start, I think, tomorrow.
On a Friday?
Well, they got the whole week at least, you know, almost. Yeah. Then they got the weekend.
Well, I'm sure they've already been working hard.
My daughter has. Soccer team, volleyball, it's been crazy.
I know.
Eagleville's having their first soccer team ever in middle school.
Middle school soccer, huh?
And guess who the coach is?
Last name Jackson?
Uh-huh. How she got into that, I'll never know. But anyway, congratulations. But I'm glad, I'm happy for Eagleville. They're going to have a soccer team, you know. And they'll carry, you know, they'll start building up and finally get to high school.
Well, that'll be nice.
That bit of land. They've got land out there they're going to play on. It's pretty good.
So then I guess that'll, at some point, bring about no more co-oping with Central Magnet.
Yeah, I heard Floyd Walker played his last round of golf before school starts. He played Saturday.
Okay.
Floyd, we've got you. We've got the monitor on you, buddy.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, he's scared.
But I think he plays golf on the weekend. I don't think he ever plays it because he's busy too. I mean, they're already.
Well, sure.
They've already started up. So this is the time of the year where you get to anticipate, like, what teams are going to be good and what teams aren't and that kind of thing.
It's going to be an interesting year, everybody in the same region.
In my therapy that I've taken on this knee again,
mm-hmm.
because evidently I messed up the first time, Matt Williams, his daughter. Remember when she used to come up to the show with Matt?
Oh, that little bit.
6 years old, five, yeah. Then I think she was eight. Maybe she was doing cheerleading and stuff.
Right.
Well, she's 22 now.
That's wild.
Yeah. So, but same as sweet as she was back then.
We were talking in the first hour about Sonny Gray, and then I asked you how old he was, or you asked, or I looked it up. He's 35.
I think you just looked it up, and that shocked me.
Isn't that nuts?
Not that he's old. I'm just saying, you know, we went through high school with him. Not classes, but
right.
we covered him in high school. So I think he's kind of got his mind set up when he's going to quit. You know, I think I read that somewhere that he's not looking past a certain age that he's going to continue to pitch.
Well, I mean, and then that brought up, well, what about David Price? And I didn't tell you how old he is. David is 39.
Yeah.
But on August 26th, he will be 40. Can you believe
that? Yeah. Did you ever hear him officially retire? You know, I think his was kind of like he'd been injured and he went to the Dodgers, I think. And I don't know that he ever had an official. I'm sure he did, but I can't seem to.
It was at the end of the 2022 season.
Okay. He'd had some arm issues a little bit, I think.
He was 14 seasons.
Yeah.
He said, everything in my body hurts was the reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Five different teams, the Tampa Bay Rays, Detroit Tigers, Toronto Blue Jays, Boston Red Sox, and the Los Angeles Dodgers.
He was terrific in one World Series. I don't.
2018.
Yeah.
That's
why
you
were so good at knowing all this.
Well, it just happens to be in front of me. 2018 World Series.
Wow.
So he's a World Series champion.
He was pretty awesome. I think he was in bullpen, wasn't he? I think he was in relief.
I think so.
Yeah. Who was he playing for? Who won that?
The Red Sox.
Red Sox, yeah. Yeah. And I think that was a kind of a tumultuous year with Boston. Press, you know, that kind of thing. And he just lights out. So
that's a tough place to go, from what I hear, just because of all the media coverage. That and any team in New York.
I'm glad we got the privilege of covering a high school game he pitched.
Yeah.
But he lost.
He did.
1-0.
Uh-huh. Wow. I think it was maybe a one-hitter, too, or something.
I think it was a home run or some kind of weird something.
Yeah.
You know, triple in an error or something. I don't know how they scored, but he was – I think he had like 15 strikeouts, you know. So, anyway, that'll get me starting talking about the Braves. Just don't.
No, I don't want to do that.
No.
let's see. Well, here's our song of the day, and then I am going to bring up the Braves for just a second.
Well, I just told you not to.
Well, it's something weird.
See, here we different. Go. Lack of communication again.
We never communicate about that. Song of the day. John just gave you a lot of history behind this Rolling Stone song. You can't always get what you want. It happened to be the flip side of Honky Tonk Woman.
You can't always get what you want.
But it was on their final album, Let It Bleed. But on the single, it was the flip side. So there you go. So what I wanted to bring up about the Braves, they're playing in Bristol this weekend.
Oh, yeah. The Speedway?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Playing the Reds in the special regular season showdown called The Last Great Coliseum in Bristol, Tennessee. It's the first American or National League team played in the state of Tennessee. So the first American League, National League, or MLB game played in Tennessee, in Bristol.
Man, that's going to be a big stadium.
Yeah, I was trying to look and see. They've got all kinds of great, really cool things out there. But, I mean, it seats over 100,000, right?
Right.
Can you... I mean, how good of a view are you going to have?
Terrible, I would think.
I would think so, too. They've really gotten into doing some of those different sports out there, though.
They had that Field of Dreams game. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty successful, though.
I guess it was. All right, sports news for you.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
Seattle's reportedly acquiring Eugenio Suarez from Arizona. The trade pending medical review. Mariners lost to the A's 5-4. The Reds acquiring Gold Glove third baseman Brian Hayes from the Pirates. Also reportedly acquiring starting pitcher Zach Littell from the Rays. The Astros reportedly acquiring infielder Ramon Urias from the Orioles. The Tigers trading for Braves right-hander Rafael Montero. The Cubs trading for right-hander Michael Socorro from the Nationals. And the Red Sox acquiring left-hander Steven Matz in a trade with the Cardinals. The Reds beat the Dodgers 5-2. Shohei Ohtani left his pitching start in the fourth inning after suffering cramps. He stayed in the game as the DH. The Yankees walk off the Rays 5-4 on a single by new third baseman Ryan McMahon. WNBA wins for the Fever, the Dream, and the Lynx, and the Raiders extend left tackle Colton Miller. I'm Martin Weiss.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
Dear John, I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond, and that's why I just think the world of you. Thank you, Robert K.
My pleasure, Robert. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
The Doug Young Educator of the Month, presented by WGNS and City Tile and Floor Covering, honors Kenneth Honeycutt, a U.S. history teacher at Riverdale High School, who recalls his teachers always appearing to genuinely enjoy teaching.
Every time I thought back to what a potential career might look like, the one thing that I considered was that my teachers always seemed like they were having fun, and I get to wake up every day and do something that I love, and I really appreciate that.
Kenneth talks about what he looks forward to each day in the classroom.
Just see them grow over the course of the year, that look in their eye when they start to make connections about things that are happening in the real world or might be something that they're interested in. It always brings me a lot of joy.
And Kenneth hopes to continue his career at Riverdale.
I'm going to go ahead and call my shot. I want to eventually be an administrator at Riverdale High School. I love this building. It's where I graduated from. I'm so glad that I got to come back and work with some of my teachers.
Kenneth Honeycutt, U.S. history teacher at Riverdale, the Doug Young Educator of the Month, proudly sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. Know an outstanding teacher? Nominate them at WGNSradio.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
We're back at 722. It's the Wake Up Crew on WGNS. On Thursdays, we head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. This morning, we have the pleasure of talking with Dietary Manager Barbara Duran today. And boy, every day is a busy day for you, isn't it, Barbara, out there?
Oh, yes, Brian. It's been crazy busy this summer.
But, you know, summertime is the time to do some things that maybe we don't get to do all the time. And we're going to talk about some of those coming up, just kind of cool experiences. The last few weeks, we've been talking about senior memories, and we've talked about the bake sale and the sock hop, and those were two overwhelming successes. But you had a hand in all of those events, too. So maybe talk to us about each of those from your perspective in the dietary department.
I loved it. I contributed even Dubai chocolate. And that's a very viral candy now. And I featured that. I made lots of good, yummy stuff, like the no-bake peanut butter chocolate cookies and pineapple upside-down cake minis. And it just was very enjoyable seeing people contribute to the Senior Living Ministries fundraiser. I just think it's just a blessing. And then we had the Nifty's 50s on the sock hop day. We had that menu. It was hamburgers and hot dogs and onion rings, french fries. We had apple pie, cherry pie, and homemade banana pudding. Ooh. And they just loved that. And we loved it too. We all dressed up and had a good time.
Yeah. Homemade banana pudding. Nothing says summer like that, you know?
Yeah.
So that was fun, having some fun with the residents and helping senior memories, which is awesome as well. Tell me a little bit about some of the other things you may have going on, like featuring some of the residents' favorite recipes in the menu, right?
Yes, that's coming up this week, actually. On the 1st, we're doing Miss Marlene's taco pie. And then next month, we're going to be doing a German menu for Chris and Ramona. And that's going to be Sauerbraten, which is a German pot roast, potato dumplings, cream spinach, German cucumber salad. And then we're going to have basting cake. And I would say it, but it's hard to pronounce.
Sounds like it. What is it? What's in it? What does it taste like? What do you know about it?
The bee sting cake I have never made before, but it has a cream filling between a very light, airy cake. And then on top, you've got roasted almonds and honey glaze, and that's how it gets its name. Ooh. Bee Sting Cake.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So, and that's cool, and I'm sure the residents are awfully proud, you know, when their recipe is featured at the villages for everybody to enjoy.
Oh yes, that just makes their day, their week, their month.
Yeah. Well, we're talking today with Barbara Duran. Barbara is the dietary manager at the Villages of Murfreesboro. And Barbara, you used this opportunity. We talked about summer, and summer has obviously brought about the farmer's market. The farmer's market offers an opportunity for the residents to go and get vegetables and things like that that they like. But it also gives you the opportunity to put some of those fresh veggies right on the table for them.
Yes, sir. I have been going and getting homegrown tomatoes for them, and they are loving that. And then we're going to have an event coming up next week with the shucking and shellings, what I'm calling it. I'm getting peaches and cream and corn and then purple whole peas for them to work with, and I'll cook it on Wednesday. But that takes me back to my Mama Belle and Papa Owen's farm. I did that all my life, and I know they love it.
Yeah. I mean, you must have the technique down, though.
Oh, yeah. I've done it many years.
Now, the shucking of the corn, I didn't mind that part, but it was the painstaking process of getting those silks out. Do you have a secret?
No, I don't. That is a pain for everybody.
Yeah.
It is a pain for everybody. I soak them in water and then just go back and forth and get as many of them out as I can.
You know, that's the tip that I saw on Facebook, several different people doing that. And that's the method that was used a lot, was just making sure they're soaked in water and then they kind of fall off and away from the corn. So,
yeah. And there's one other little trick I'll share with your viewers. I seen this on TikTok. It is, you leave the whole corn together and you put it in the microwave just like that for, I want to say, 5 minutes. And when you pull it out, it just comes out clean. Now, I haven't tried it,
wow,
but it may be worth a shot.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Well, we'll have to give that that a shot. But yeah, I have great memories of sitting on my the front porch of my grandparents' house. And, you know, I didn't like going to the garden to get it because it was hot, but, you know, had a good time because it was a little cooler on the porch and that kind of thing. That and picking blackberries. I hated to do that.
I did too, but I love them.
I do too. I love them in a cobbler or something. Man, they're good. But they were a pain in the neck to pick, but for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara, I appreciate you joining us today. And thanks for sharing some of the cool things going on at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you. And you have a blessed day.
You too. The Villages of Murfreesboro, located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail. That's between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike. TheVillagesMurfreesboro.com, Facebook.com/TheVillagesMurfreesboro.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Dozens of vendors, one local tradition,
plump juicy tomatoes,
the farmer's market, every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning
at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs
at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
When it got to the place that the little boys had to come and help me get up, then I'm grateful for the years, and it's good. And sometimes we sit and talk for a long time after a meal. My husband and I have tried to sit with different people. I am glad to say you would be welcome at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 on a Thursday morning, a little throwback Thursday coming up in a few.
Yeah, we got a ton of birthdays today, Brian. Let me read you some. Rhonda Field, Brady Puckett, Latrinda Watkins, Alan Smith, Valerie Estes. Happy birthday, Valerie. Tabitha Martin. Happy birthday, Tab. Dennis Brown, Brian Tepp, Carrie Fitzgerald, Lizzie Morgan, Michaela Harris. Happy birthday to all of them.
Those are the names that we had coming into this morning. And if you have called or texted in already, we'll have those names announced at 8 o'clock when we announce everybody. If you have not had a chance to call yours in or text them in, do that real quick. 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club today.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Time to check your weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms are possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 96 degrees with heat index values approaching 105. Winds west northwest around 5 miles per hour. And then any showers and storms end early tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 79.
Good morning. Right now we still see heavy traffic by making its way up through Spring Hill in the southern portion of Williamson County on 65 going northbound as it continues to pick up here by the airport with that volume just in the last few minutes coming in from Wilson County on I-40, especially through the Mount Juliet area on 40 West headed towards Hermitage. Hey, if you've suffered hail or storm damage recently and your roof is giving you some problems, if it's leaking, call Independent Roofing Specialist here in Middle Tennessee, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A newly formed task force is exploring how Tennessee could fund public education if federal support were eliminated. The Joint Federal Education Deregulation Cooperation Task Force, comprised of Republican lawmakers, met for the first time this week to assess the potential impact of losing nearly $2.5 billion in annual funding for K-12 education. Tennessee ranks 16th in per-pupil federal education funding, making the discussion especially relevant to counties like Rutherford, where school systems rely heavily on these resources. Senator Dawn White of Murfreesboro questioned whether the state would be able to cover the funding gap, while fiscal analysis deferred, saying more data would be needed. Representative Ronnie Glenn expressed concerns that without federal funds, programs would be cut and local governments would bear the burden. We're really in a pickle here, he said, pointing to Tennessee's declining sales tax revenues and a lack of precedent to cover such shortfalls. Republicans on the task force, however, voiced optimism, asserting that the state remains committed to educating all students, regardless of federal involvement. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro's Middle Tennessee State University Aerospace Department returned from the prestigious 2025 EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where it showcased its Diamond DA-40 training aircraft and highlighted its nationally respected aviation program. Nearly 700,000 attendees and over 10,000 aircraft took part in the world's largest aviation event. MTSU students and faculty connected with top industry employers such as Delta, Southwest, and Endeavor Air while also engaging with alumni at a campus-hosted barbecue. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:35, here from WGNS on a Thursday morning.
Ah, do you remember?
remember these.
And a little throwback today to the Prince's Theater, John?
Yes. We were in, we went to see Superman at Premiere 6 the other day, and we happened to see pictures. They had some really nice pictures of photos of the Prince's Theater. And I got to thinking back, I said, somehow I think it went back to 1927. And I don't know. I told you to look it up, and you've Googled it, but I didn't go to the Prince's Theater very often. I was only like, when it closed, I think it's 72, maybe.
Yes.
I was only 15 at the time, and I think I'd seen maybe two movies there because we lived in the country, so we didn't get in much. My sister did. She was with me, and she was telling me. But
it was, John, closed to make way for the construction of the then Calvary Bank building.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know why, but I would figure that was pretty successful.
The theater itself.
Yeah.
Says it was originally built on Church Street in 1914 and then later moved to a remodeled Sam Davis Opera House on Maple Street. So,
but yeah. Is that where it went, ended up at? In
1923. And then they went to the West College Street.
Okay.
Because the Sam Davis Opera House burned down.
Yeah. Well, now, they had two or three pictures, and I looked at them, and I go, I think this is the one I remember. And I think it's that they maybe done something with the building or whatever. But
so it had three different locations, it looks like.
It had a balcony. I do remember that. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty cool because it had that marquee like you see, you know, in the old movies and stuff. And then the Martin opened up very shortly after that.
This cinematreasures.org says the Prince's Theater was the crown jewel of the Murfreesboro Square, built in 1936, that building. It was called the New Prince's Theater, replaced the earlier 500-seat Prince's Theater that was on North Church Street. The opening movie, Tarzan Escapes, with Johnny Weissmuller.
What year was that?
1936.
Yeah, that'd be about right.
The Prince's Theater was remodeled in 1945 to plan, and it was operated by Martin Theaters, later by Crescent Amusement Company, and closed in 72.
So then actually Martin just moved out of that location when they were going to tear it down, and they moved to Jackson Heights Plaza, because it's what it was originally called, Martin Theater,
mm-hmm.
in Jackson Heights. Okay, that
when
makes sense.
When they sold, then that's when the Martin came about.
Yeah.
In Jackson Heights, it looks like.
And that's still there. I mean, that location's still there.
Yeah.
And, Premiere 6 is really, they've really done some nice changes in there. So.
Do you remember where the Guidance Center was on the square?
Yes, vaguely, yeah.
Just down from Puckett's?
Right.
That was its original location.
Okay. That would have been North Church. Yeah.
1914.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a cool-looking building, though, and everybody loved the balcony. And they had Saturday matinees there. I think that's the only thing I saw was at the matinee.
If I'm not mistaken, it's somewhere close in there is where the original WGNS building was on the square.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
On North Church.
It's funny, until you investigate, you don't know. You have that one. I have that one memory of where it is. I remember JCPenney was being built on the other side of it, I think. And on its last location. And I don't know what the JCPenney building is now.
I don't know.
Maybe. Either. I don't know. I can't remember.
Let's see. See anything else here? There's an interesting article, if you want to search for it, on the Rutherford County Historical Society's website, rutherfordtnhistory.org.
Did they tell you when the last movie they showed? Does it say?
It does not say, but it was in 1972.
1972.
Yeah. They did have a small stage and dressing rooms on one, so, you know, you kind of had a vaudeville effect in the early days, you know?
It's funny, but people still get upset that the princess is no longer there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they still, those that remember it, it's funny.
People talk about it, for sure. That's a little Throwback Thursday this morning.
I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from News Radio WGNS with a reminder that you can download the Weatherology app on your phone for the forecast at your fingertips. We can even send weather bulletins directly to your phone. Download the Weatherology app today. It's free in the App Store.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted partner for high-quality printing with fast turnaround and unbeatable service.
We love to do stuff for the community, for churches, for schools, for nonprofits. We love to get involved with them and partner with them every time we can.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
People know my name, they have my cell phone number, and they can be confident that we'll make sure it gets done right.
Visit PrintworksTN.com. Franklin's Printworks. Print local. Print with confidence.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wake Up Crew powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Do chores like cooking and laundry early or late. That helps to keep your home cooler and reduce your energy use. More summertime tips at mte.com/myenergyplan. This wrap-up portion of the Wake Up Crew brought to you by Syscorp Computer Services. In healthcare, every second counts. Syscorp Computer Services ensures secure, dependable IT support, allowing medical staff to concentrate on patient care instead of technical issues. Syscorp makes compliance simple. Visit sys-corp.net, sys-corp.net, or call 615-809-3687, 615-809-3687. Highlighting today's Good Neighbor of the Day, Macy Allen, being nominated for being so nice, even in a tough situation. Macy Allen receives flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS. That is today's Good Neighbor of the Day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right, these jokes from Daryl Rigsby. John, you gave us our first Daryl joke this morning.
And I thought it was pretty good. You gave the thumbs up. So here we go.
I did.
How do you fix a broken strawberry?
I'm not sure.
With a strawberry patch.
Aww.
Replay.
Didn't hesitate. You immediately gave it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up all the way.
Your jokes are amazing. I wish somehow somebody would come in the middle of the night and just trash that soundbite.
Well, somebody trashed the computer.
Yeah, and you still had it.
You're a suspect now.
That's right.
You're the lead suspect.
Give me a medal.
You and Dalton colluded.
I that's an unfair accusation, and I resent that. You shouldn't have said that. That was ugly.
Well, you do threaten.
Yes, yes.
So, what have we learned today?
Well, we learned about the weather. Going to be some rain. Going to be cooler. Talked about the inept Atlanta Braves. Sorry, we played their games. I shouldn't say that, should I?
Well, and at least they'll, on Saturday, be in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, somebody wanted me to go up there. I said, it takes longer to get to Bristol than it does to get to...
Doesn't it?
To Atlanta. Yeah, especially where they're at now. Daryl's dad joke was a winner today. We talked about Princess Theater and this is history. And we talked a little bit about MTE today, too.
Yeah, a little David Price and Sonny Gray. A little baseball
talk. I talked
talk.
About Miss Polly's cookies that I haven't gotten many of lately.
True.
I wonder if she gets mad if I bring it up.
I would think so.
No, I don't think so.
You don't
if
think
I didn't
so?
Love them so much, I wouldn't ask for them.
Cookie.
There's nothing like them.
Well, one thing that
you take them and you put them in your freezer for like 6 years and bring me out a batch, and I'm like, no, that's not
6 years.
I want them straight from Miss Polly's hands to me. I mean, that's the way it ought to go. Well, that's the way it ought to be.
You can't really do that with you.
What do you mean? Why? You can't have me over?
No, it's not that. It's we have to. You
oh
know.
No! Oh, you're saying I'd eat too many. Is that what
well,
you're
no.
saying?
No, no.
Well, say it, buddy. Say it.
We just kind of have to make sure that they're rationed. That way, we can...
In other words, you're going to eat them all and then give me the leftovers. No. I get the crumbs. One time, Dalton gave me a bag of crumbs, literally, of those cookies.
I know.
And what was so sad? I ate them.
They were from his wedding, I think.
Yeah, I ate them. They were crumbs.
I played this because we did talk about your Superman experience
yes,
a little bit.
Yes, we did.
Sure, we'll spend more time on
it's
that.
It's a 9 plus. I guess I'll go ahead and give it a 10.
On what we're watching tomorrow. So that'll be
10,
coming
baby.
Tomorrow.
Go
10.
See it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I'm heading out. Maybe we can see Fantastic Four before it closes.
Well, here we go. Little Rolling Stones, our song of the day.
Can't get cookies.
Song.
That's right. You can't always get what you want. Cookies, especially.
We're out of here.
But if you try sometimes, will you just might find you got what you need.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms are possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 96 degrees with heat index values approaching 105. Winds west northwest around 5 miles per hour. And then any showers and storms end early tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 79.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
I'm a big fan of auctions. You get instant sale, no contingencies.
That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals. Visit parksauction.com.
Good morning. A couple of wrecks getting some attention out here. It's starting to build with more volume through the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County, headed on through Hermitage, Donelson, as it gets heavier on 65 northbound up through Spring Hill right now through that southern portion of Williamson County. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. It's always a lot of fun on Thursday nights. Log on to their website today and order online, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Alley was born from a love of food and family. Every meal is fresh made in-house from recipes passed down over steaming pots of perfection. From our hand-cut steaks to the homemade desserts, everything that comes from our kitchen is specially made for the family that sits at our table. Pull up a chair and share your story.
The Alley on Main, 220.